And now joining us over the phone is Star Valley High School track coach, cross-country coach, and right now indoor track is getting started and underway. Coach Ty Draney joining us over the phone. Good morning, Coach. How are you today?
Good morning. Hey, we're good. We get to go and compete, so it's a good day.
One of my favorite lines from your interview from this week in the Independent, Coach, was, "It's been too long since we've done track." It's one of those phrases that you track guys get away with, but it's such a unique season, not just normally. I mean, you're battling the elements in Wyoming even on a normal year, but this year you don't even get a chance to qualify for the state meet in a normal way. Kind of explain how this works. You and your guys and gals are in Casper this weekend.
Well, you know, first of all, yeah, we're grateful to be able to compete. You know, the last time we took a trip with kids to do stuff was the state indoor meet.
Wow.
As far as, you know, going and, you know, doing what we normally do. And so it's been nearly a year. And so, you know, first of all, shout out to those people, you know, like Christy Clark and Rob Erickson and people that are, you know, allowing and letting this happen. I try to explain to the kids, it's always such a moving target. I feel like that crazy man on the murder show, you know, with the yarn connecting all the photos and trying to, so, you know, on top of all the moving parts that we have anyway with the events and the equipment and the stuff that requires, now we're like on a whole new level because of the pandemic, and you know, you start traveling, and so they're not, you know, or not traveling, and where they allow you to do stuff and not to do stuff, and there's so many rules between our district and our county health and then Natrone County Health and their facility, and like you say, it's just, yeah, it can be kind of maddening at times, but basically we have, what they've decided is that we have you know, two or three opportunities, meets to go to in Wyoming to qualify for the state meet. There's not any parents that are able to go. That allows us to run a few more kids because of, you know, size and distancing things that we have to need to comply with. And so we had several options. They assigned us originally to go to Casper this weekend, then to go to Casper next weekend, and then, yeah, towards the end of February, go to Gillette, and then, you know, then to go to Gillette, which they made it a 2-day state meet and separated boys and girls so that parents could attend the state meet. But basically you have those chances, and they're going to take the top eight. There's not going to be prelims. There's not going to be, you know, some of those things that we normally do. So yeah, it's kind of wild, and you know, our biggest concern as a staff is, you know, not only, you know, getting kids that are established in our programs is the right opportunities to compete and the right, you know, level of competition for them, but also not to eat our young and, you know, have them some sort of normalcy so they can get a glimpse of, you know, the possibilities and what the sport's about.
Coach Ty Draney, Star Valley Indoor Track Coach, as their season opens up, despite the challenges, how was the turnout this year for your program? I know that this is one of those programs that has really grown and grown and grown as the years have gone on. Did that hold steady this year despite the challenges you're facing?
We're 55, 60 kids. You know, we're for the three of us coaches, that's plenty. Yeah, we're up a little bit from last year. You know, we've been as high as, we've had as high as 80. So yeah, we're kind of hanging in there. You know, kids still want to do things. I think we've seen that as, you know, as we've had most of the schools, as I understand it, in the district have dropped a little bit because of the pandemic and online options and that sort of things. Where at the high school, we've actually grown 70 or 80 students because kids want to do stuff. You know, it's what they remember, and it's you know, when you look back on high school, you don't remember. We never talk about that favorite test we took, or you know, those kinds of things. It's all necessary, but you know, kids want to do stuff. They want to be involved. They want to pursue their passions, and so, you know, I committed to the kids last fall as we kind of dove into this with Cross. I said, you know, it's going to look weird, and it's not going to be like we've normally done it, but, you know, we're 1,000% committed to getting you a season, if, you know, whether we have to wear three masks and hop on one leg or whatever requirements come our way, we're gonna try to figure out how to make it work so they get a chance to compete.
Well, looking at the schedule, Coach, you'd mentioned obviously you're heading to Casper this weekend, and this is a chance to qualify for the, I guess, or to put up those marks. But looking at you posted a track schedule online later on this week, but you got some events in Evanston. There's one in Star Valley on the 3rd, which I've never seen an indoor meet in Star Valley before.
Well, it's super limited, you know, to what we can do, you know, and it's these little side ones where you know, the coaches have kind of got together from the southwest corner, because we're, you know, they have a facility in Laramie, they have one in Casper, they have one in Gillette.
None of which are very close.
Yeah, none of which are very close, right? And our options of going, like in the past, to Idaho and Utah, some of those things are actually limitations not put on by their county health, but are restrictions put on by the NCAA. And so that's one reason we just can't go have a meet at Weber State, or why they're not having the Simplot games is because of those restrictions. And so, like I say, this is kind of a stopgap effort to get kids some more reps, to give them a chance to compete and go do something. And especially some of our younger, you know, less experienced kids are going to probably reap the most benefits from that. It's an effort to, you know, to get out and compete, because that's why we train after school, and a big part of why we do what we do.
Coach, tell us about some of the players you're looking forward to working with during the course of this indoor track season. Of course, a lot of this is to prepare for the big spring season, which you're hoping to have after it was canned last year. So as you look through your team, who are some of the leaders? I'm sure there's a few names that we're going to recognize, but who are you hoping to really anchor the team and see big things from this season?
Oh, well, we've got some of our names that have been contributing for a while. You know, Peter Visser and Gabe Klinger and JC Angel and Emily Strasberg, Sarah McKinn. You know, we'll know a lot more about that this weekend once we get a chance. You know, we have some of our markers and our numbers. Coach Clove does an amazing job of, you know, with the facilities we have, and we're working on some pure speed and kind of checking things. So we have some good markers that, you know, from some of our younger athletes. I don't want to put any pressure on them, so we'll kind of leave it at that. But we're excited to see what we do, you know. And it's an interesting sport because it's, I will always argue, you know, it's the purest of sports, as far as breaking things down to their simple things. You know, running, jumping, throwing, kind of baseline level stuff, and simple isn't easy, and it takes, there's a lot of technique involved, especially when you're talking about hurdling or pole vaulting or, you know, throwing the shot or the weight, and it takes some time, and it takes some muscle memory and just muscle growth and to get stronger and tune in on those events. And so I feel like we do a pretty good job of developing kids and, you know, those that stick with it. So I'm sure we'll have some people kind of come out of the woodwork, and I'm looking forward to, you know, to having an opportunity in the near future of talking about some of those kids as we watch them perform in Casper tomorrow.
Star Valley Indoor Track Head Coach Ty Drini joining us on First Bank of Wyoming. Coach, thanks for your time as always. Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
It's all part of the First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, live on the SBI Radio Network.